Hello and welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, she, her pronouns, the youth educator and advocate at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but we learn through the examples of relationships given to us, and a big place we see these examples is in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media like movies and TV shows to start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media we're discussing. Every month, we invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and to voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. Our guest this month is local high school student Maeve, who noted some unhealthy relationship cycles occurring in the early 2000s show How I Met Your Mother. This series follows the love lives of Ted Mosby and his group of friends. Our discussion today focuses mainly on Ted's relationship with his on-again, off-again love interest, Robin, and how their behaviors affect their own relationship and their relationships with others. If you would like to reach out to us for more support or information, please call Next Steps 24/7 and free helpline at 1-800-315-5579. I'd like to now introduce Maeve for our conversation about the show How I Met Your Mother.
We just kind of like to talk about the relationships that we see in the media that we watch, where actions between partners might seem really passionate or romantic, but if they were happening to us in real life, we might feel creeped out or kind of not safe. It wouldn't feel good. So can you talk a little bit about what your experience has been like growing up and seeing these kinds of things in the media that you watch?
Well, I've definitely always been a big, like, media consumer. You know, I watch a lot of TV shows and movies. And I think it definitely can have a very negative impact on you if you don't have someone in your life letting you know what an actual healthy relationship looks like. And I think something that it all sort of boils down to is media painting being single as the worst possible thing to happen to you. A lot of the time, it's like people being in relationships just to be in a relationship and not to be alone, you know. I think that can have a very negative impact.
I've definitely seen that too. It's like the whole idea is to just find your soulmate, find your person, find them as fast as you possibly can. And it doesn't matter. Let's skip all of the icky stuff. Or if they're yelling at me, this is passionate and I want this because I want to find a person and I don't want to be alone. And I think that that can definitely have a negative impact, like you said, because instead of finding out the things that we do want to have happening in our relationships, we're just so focused on not being alone instead.
Definitely. And another issue for sure is the fact that a healthy relationship doesn't make good TV, really. It definitely can, but you know, no one wants to see two people sitting down and communicating about their feelings and talking openly, you know. It's more of just got to be crazy drama all the time, and there's not really any room for them to grow together and be positive.
I think that we get into conversations like these and we're like, well, yeah, we don't want these things happening, but without them, there would be no movie or there would be no TV show because it wouldn't be fun to watch. And that's definitely true. But I think it's really important to keep in mind that this is drama and this is entertainment. And I think that that's where this conversation comes in and why conversations like this are really, really important. So we're going to talk about How I Met Your Mother. That show ended quite a while ago, but it was on in the early 2000s. I had a lot of fun rewatching this. I hadn't seen it in a long time. I never watched it the whole way through, but it was really cool to kind of revisit some of those episodes and pay attention in a new way for our conversation today. What was it about this show in particular that made you want to discuss it today?
I don't know. I had a hard time deciding which one because there's so many options, you know, but I thought it was a pretty good example because of just the base friend group has so many different romantic situations. And then even within it, Barney, Ted, and Robin have all had relationships and they just continue to hang out with their exes 24/7. And so I thought that would be kind of a good opportunity. It's such a long running show and it's absolutely full of all sorts of relationships. And then also, I think it had pretty a con like kind of a controversial ending. I know I didn't like the ending personally. The fact that Ted ended up with Robin and that huge impact of you've been seeing him like almost finding this girl this whole show, and then at the very end it's like then she died, you know. It's a very interesting ending, but it was a lot of build up just for not much.
I'm gonna level with you. I had, like I said, I hadn't finished it. And so I had to look through spoilers because I could not watch all 9 seasons. That would have been like my whole entire month. But I kind of like watched some videos and stuff, and I was shocked, honestly. And I know just from talking to a couple of other people I know who did watch it all the way through, a lot of people don't like the ending. And I don't think that you're alone in that at all. I think that you might be part of the majority there because it does seem to be like this, what was this all kind of for? Like this whole buildup of meeting the mother and then she dies and oh, you've loved Robin this whole time? So yeah.
It really teases you with like, and then he met the mother, but then he didn't. And then you finally get to see her, and she's barely in it for like 2 episodes. It's definitely a choice that they made, but.
There are a lot of different relationships in this show. There is a lot that we could unpack, but do you have some specific examples that where you noticed some of the behavior was kind of not great?
Well, I would have to say that the easiest, most immediately thought of answer would be Barney. He definitely has a lot of very unhealthy relationships throughout the show, and obviously that's just his character, and like there's not really an inherent issue with sort of having a lot of different partners, but I think it kind of comes from the fact that nobody really calls him out on it, and he never really gets any consequences to his actions of just constantly objectifying women, you know, and like lying to them and tricking them to have a relationship with him. It's just very ridiculous. And then his relationship with Robin as well was very interesting. I think kind of a common theme throughout all the relationships in the show is they're very on again, off again, which is another thing that definitely doesn't have a good impact on people because then they think that that's a normal thing to have when really, if you're in a good relationship, there should be no off again, you know. Usually when you have a breakup, there's a good reason for it, and it's not the healthiest thing to just keep coming back over and over again.
Barney's behavior was questionable at best. And you're right. I like that you pointed out that nobody ever really seems to call him on it. And it just is like this fun, funny,
Oh, they
quirky thing
find
about
again
him.
wearing a disguise to get a woman to sleep with him. Like that's it. They just normalize it so much, and it's just when you really think about that, like in the regular world, that would be a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, and I think that that can really lead people to believe, maybe if they don't have that knowledge, to know that, well, this is just a funny thing on TV. I think that that can really lead people to believe, well, I can treat people like this because it's fun and it's funny and nobody's going to call me on it.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely has a negative impact on that. Watching it from like a young age, you can sort of absorb that like misogyny that he has, you know, without even really realizing it. Just kind of he constantly is treating women like objects.
Definitely not cool. He was my favorite character, however,
He
didn't
was pretty
love
funny,
that.
but it's like
Yeah, in real life, no thank you. And then I like that you pointed out too that if you have something like a real connection with somebody and this is, you know, your person that everybody wants to find, the on again, off again stuff, it really, I don't believe that relationships should be easy all the time. They're gonna take work, but if the problems are so big that you have to be on again, off again constantly, that's not something that should be normalized. I think that that can be really, really harmful to somebody, especially like you said, younger viewers who don't have that experience, and that can be really impactful for somebody who's just kind of learning how to be in the world.
Absolutely. Because with a lot of these on again, off again relationships, it's kind of just like something awful happens or like there's some kind of drama and that's it. It's over. There's no just like, let's sit down and talk about this and see what steps we can take from here to figure this out and actually have a good relationship. It's just like, now we're not dating anymore. Like, yeah.
Were there other examples that kind of jumped out at you with this show in particular that made you want to kind of talk about it for today.
Another sort of kind of broad example is just that there's a lot of leaving people at the altar and kind of changing your mind about a marriage at the very last second. It's kind of a running theme, which definitely is negative just because that's not something anyone should really do. You know, if you're going to really get into a relationship and marry somebody, you should be 100% sure about it. And there's never really like a, I'm getting cold feet. Let's maybe have a conversation about this. It's just kind of, I'm going to jump out the window and climb down a drain pipe.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't have that much experience to know if that's something that really happens often in real life, but it's definitely not something that I've heard of happening in real life.
Yeah, like 3 times in the show, maybe. Yeah, two or three. Definitely doesn't happen that much in regular life. And people thinking that that's a regular thing to do definitely is harmful.
You shouldn't get all the way to the altar before you are really thinking about, hey, I don't want to do this. That's where that communication component really is a big deal, because if you are having doubts and having these kind of thoughts of like, I don't know if I want to spend the rest of my life with this person, how are we getting all the way to the altar before we're like, you know what, I don't think I want to do this?
Exactly. That I mean, it's a good showcase of the effects of not having communication in your relationship, but it kind of doesn't present it like that. So it doesn't work as like a cautionary tale. You know, there's just not a lot of, you know, building of relationships that is done on screen, at least.
Yeah, definitely. And I know too, I didn't watch that episode, but I did see a video of right before Robin and Barney get married, her and Ted are talking, and there's this kind of moment of, you know, is this it for us? And I thought that was kind of icky.
Yeah, just the whole kind of them constantly hanging out with their exes is a huge ick. And in a lot of where they're getting into a relationship with another person, and then that other person has an issue that they spend all their time hanging out with their friend in their bar, and they tend to pick the ex over their new relationship, which is, I mean, it's fine, but I feel like there's a deeper issue with people kind of hanging out with their exes all the time. And it tends to be like very unresolved feelings. You know, you can always tell that there's unresolved things between Ted and Robin and Barney and Robin. Like, there's just a constant kind of tension there, you know, like once you've had a really strong relationship with somebody like that, there's no going back to square one. And I think that's not really touched on enough.
Yeah, I think that it is kind of a little bit odd. I definitely think that there are exceptions to that. I think I know some people who are great friends with their exes, but it's not like we're on again, off again, on again, off again. We still have really strong feelings for each other, but we're just going to completely ignore them and pretend like nothing ever happened and we're still really good friends without anything being resolved. And I think that that can definitely lead to a lot of issues down the line.
Yeah, definitely. No, you phrased that better. I obviously, people can be good friends with their exes, and it doesn't have to be an issue, but a lot of the times it can be an issue, and especially when they act like the potential partner having an issue with this is like a wrong thing, you know. And then even on the other side of it, their potential partner is asking him to like choose between their friend and their new partner, you know. It's definitely strange on both sides. A lot of choosing in this show, like, you know, choosing between like work and a partner and choosing between two different people and choosing between like growing and moving on with your life. There's definitely just not a lot of fluid relationships where they can grow together and work things out and figure out how to balance like life and a relationship.
Even from the get-go, when Ted and Robin hadn't even actually dated yet, and they just had feelings for each other, and Ted was dating Victoria, and then she got her fellowship in Germany, so she leaves, and they're like wonderful and having such a great strong connection, and things are going great. And then once she's gone, Robin kind of sabotages that a little bit, and without question Ted is just like, nope, I'm gonna break up with Victoria. And it's like,
yeah,
what is this?
It's ridiculous. And there's a lot of cheating in the show as well, you know, like he does in that situation, he cheats on Victoria while she's away, and it's just kind of never like, it's mentioned, and they know it's a bad thing, but it's never really like, I don't know, they never really focus on the gravity of that. Like it's really
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't think this is the only show where that happens. I think that happens a lot where they're like, cheating is bad, but if it's for the right person that you're supposed to be with, it kind of gives that kind of air about it. Like there's just that vibe of, I can do any bad thing because I'm supposed to be with this person. And I think that that can definitely have a negative impact on folks who are watching who don't have the background knowledge to know that, like, no, you just can't treat people poorly because you really like somebody else.
Exactly. There's a lot of that, and like definitely they know that it's a bad thing, but it's still, you never really see like how much of an impact that has on that other person's life, you know, and just how really truly bad of a thing it is to do. It's never quite as bad as it should be. And there's never really any consequences, you know? It's just the thing with a lot of these shows. There's like people do awful things and then it's just like, yeah, whatever, move on. There's no really like reflection.
Yeah, so on to the next weird, questionable behavior.
Exactly.
If you're just joining in, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and today we are talking with Maeve about the behaviors she noticed when watching the show How I Met Your Mother.
Were there other examples that you were thinking of that you wanted to kind of touch on?
It's tough to come up with more specific examples because there's a lot of things that just kind of generally happen throughout, you know. And I have a lot of examples about like general negative things, like dramatization of everything happening could potentially make people feel like having a healthy relationship is boring. You know what I mean? Sort of like, I don't think people really would think about that too often, but constantly seeing people having these crazy dramatic lives kind of makes you think, oh, maybe I want my life to be crazy and dramatic, and maybe I should go out and cheat on my partner. Obviously, that's dramatic, but just start kind of causing problems within my relationship so that I can have some like drama like they do in the movies, you know? It's definitely romanticized a lot.
Absolutely. I was watching an episode today, actually, the one where Ted is all like, I'm an architect and that should be cool. And then he goes out and like tries the line on the one girl, and then Barney ends up kind of taking it from there, but we don't find out until later on. And then Robin and Lily are hanging out, and at first Robin's just kind of like, no, it's not that big a deal, you know, fine. And then she starts to get really jealous, and then she calls herself out on it and says, like, oh my God, I'm being this crazy jealous person. And then Lily is like, yeah, no, that's what it's supposed to be like when you're in a relationship. You're supposed to be crazy and jealous. And I was just like, no.
Yeah, making people feel like they have to be crazy about somebody to be in a relationship with them. Like in the very beginning of the show, when Ted and Robin are just starting to date, they have kind of a weird first date, and then he runs out and steals a blue French horn for her. And it's supposed to be this, wow, crazy romantic gesture. But like, it's also a crazy thing to do, and it's a very new relationship for them, you know? And there's a lot of pressure in the show of like, oh, you don't want to date me? I'm going to keep trying until you do. And that's painted as a romantic, oh, you're just so like crazy in love.
Yeah, the big grand romantic, also illegal, by the way, gestures, like you said, too. The I'm gonna keep trying. You know, Robin turned Ted down several times, and he's talking to his friends, and he's like, no, I'm gonna keep trying, I'm gonna keep working on this, and it's not over. And then he like breaks into Robin's apartment with a full string quartet of blue instruments and fills her apartment with roses. And she's still like, I don't know if I want this. And he gives her an ultimatum, and she says no. And then he's like, okay, goodbye, fine. And then he still is like, no, I'm gonna still pursue her, even though I just gave her an ultimatum. That's just so much
Exactly.
chaos.
So weird, and there's just so much pressure, and it's definitely not the only relationship that that happens in. And it's never really like, it's not painted in a negative way at all. It's very much like this is romantic, like he wants her so badly, and he's willing to do anything, but like he just isn't respecting the fact that she's saying no and that she's not feeling ready for it. That's a really running theme as well.
What do you think the impact of How I Met Your Mother as a whole could be on somebody who's just kind of starting out in relationships and doesn't have the background knowledge to know that on again, off again, doesn't feel great in real life, and cheating on your partner is not the answer, and just all of those things.
Well, I did have one more thing, and that was the relationship between Ted and Karen. She's kind of his like college girlfriend who they sort of have a lot of like flashbacks to, and she just is an awful person, just treats him so badly, and he just keeps coming back to her over and over and over again, even into his adult life when he sees her again, like, and then the exact same thing happens to him, like she cheats on him again. It just circles back to the on again, off again thing, but it can really have a negative effect because people who are just kind of starting to get into relationships, or I don't know, a lot of people at the moment don't have healthy relationships in their lives. Younger children with divorced parents, like I know I never saw my parents being like romantic with each other. It's hard to form your own opinion on these things when all you're seeing is these relationships in media, but then you're only kind of seeing like a little slice of it. Relationships are so complex and take a lot of work and like dedication, and you have to grow together. And you only really see the surface level of that when you're consuming any media like this. It can be really difficult to set aside real life from how this is because you don't know any better. Like you're just seeing this and you're like, that's how relationships are, I guess. You know, I guess I gotta just be constantly bothering people until they date me.
I really appreciate that you shared that too. Your perspective on what it's like growing up and not seeing, you know, maybe healthy relationships modeled for you, because we do learn how to be in relationships by what we are shown. And that is our parents, our caregivers, and the media that we watch. And if we are not modeled healthy communication and healthy behavior in relationships, then we don't know to kind of act any different in our own relationships.
Exactly. You kind of have to like, if you're not seeing that at home, you kind of have to like outsource your information. And then you see all of this in the media and just that's how life is to you, you know, it definitely. And it's a huge issue at the moment. A lot of people, like I don't know very many people whose parents are still together, and that can have a huge impact on how you are in your future life. Luckily, I feel very grateful that I am in a good relationship at the moment, you know, and so I don't know how I did it, but I was able to, you know, form my own opinions on that.
It takes a lot of self-awareness and it takes work. And if you're willing to put in the work and you're willing to be aware of your own kind of shortcomings, and you know, if we know where we need to work on ourselves and where, you know, maybe we aren't the problem, and we're willing to put in the work and the effort and the communication and the things that it takes to make something work, I think that can be really great.
Something that's never really talked about is kind of having a relationship with yourself before you're getting into a relationship with another person. Well, the relationship that matters most out of anyone in the world is the relationship you have with yourself. And if you kind of don't really know like the depths of your soul, you can't really like share your whole self with another person. You sort of have to like have a bit of time to be in yourself instead of constantly being in a relationship with somebody. And then you just don't really know who you are outside of dating someone.
Exactly. I think that's beautifully put. I think that that's something that we should all be very aware of and something that we should strive for. And it's not something that is encouraged all the time, especially when we're watching media where people are putting relationships over themselves and what makes them happy and the things that they want in their lives. So definitely knowing that it's okay to be single, it's okay to just kind of work on ourselves and know what we want as human beings, that can come first. It's good for it to come first. Is there anything else that you think young people should keep in mind while they're consuming media?
Just generally to know that that's not the whole story. Even though it's a great story and there's a lot going on, there's always more stuff that kind of isn't shown. And just to kind of not take things at face value and really think in depth about like, is this the way that you should be treating other people? Like, how would I feel if someone was doing this? I think not a lot of people can kind of put themselves in someone else's shoes and sort of, I know, treat others how you would want to be treated. The big thing that people don't really think about enough is how to maintain a healthy relationship. And that really is kind of all boils down to communication. Like, it's the most basic thing to say, and like, it's, there's obviously so much more in depth about that, but talking to your partner. Every TV show I watch, I get so upset because everything could be solved by just being honest and saying, this happened, I'm sorry, let's talk about it, you know? But there's never that. And things don't have to be as complicated as they are in TV shows. You can really just have a polite, healthy discussion, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it does sound so simple and so obvious, but it's not, right? Because we learn by the things that we see.
In every relationship with anyone you'll ever have, there's so many intricacies and complications because people just aren't simple at all, you know? Everyone has like layers, you know? So there's never any just cut and dry, like, this is what a relationship should look like. You just kind of have to figure it out on your own, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I so appreciate you coming on and talking about the show and relationships. You had so many insightful things to say.
Thank you so much for having me on. I think it's so important what you guys are doing. Like, this is necessary, you know. And I there's a lot of people, and I just see in my day-to-day life, I'm like, who told you how to date people? And it's so important to have a good resource in your life. So I'll definitely tell my friends about this and everything. So
I'd like to thank Maeve for being our guest speaker this month and having this conversation about How I Met Your Mother and unhealthy relationship cycles, and for reminding us that the most important relationship we have is with ourselves. You have been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. We are also now on Spotify and Apple Music. If you are a young person in Maine who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at cclark@nextstepdvproject.org. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579.